Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen.
With me today, the dynamic duo of Daniel Mangana and Alex King. This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today.
Alex is going to join us in just a few minutes, but Daniel and I are dancing along waiting for her, and we're going to have a good time when she gets here.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be a very good time, because it always is on a Thursday. That's the way it is with Thursdays around here.
That's right.
But I was checking out her wedding page, because she's got her due coming up in about, a month and 6 days, I think it is. And I was realizing, you know, I better get my stuff together because I'm going to that thing. I got to find out what the details are. So, so found out, yeah, it's a formal do, which is kind of makes sense. And one of the questions that Louise asked me is, well, are they getting married there? Are they getting married in a church? How's that working? I said, I don't know. And that's what kind of the whole thing going.
I think we need to get some voyeurish details out.
Yeah. So that's why I went, found their little webpage and found that they're doing everything right at the same facility where they're doing the reception. So it's going to be on site, so to speak. So one question they answered. I have a second question, but I have to ask her privately. It's a little gift if she's interested. It's not something that I'm going to force down her throat, but it's kind of special for Louise and me. So I'm going to pass that along. But yeah, it's been a while since I've been at a wedding. I mean, like, what was the last one? I think the last time I went to a wedding was like 10 years ago. So, yeah, a little overdue.
The last wedding I went to was in Italy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice venue. That's a nice place to have a wedding.
On the Amalfi Court, the Amalfi Coast, just looking down on the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
I went from there, I went up to Norway, then I left Norway, came here, and I came to New York, and I've been this side of the water, apart from a couple of trips to Europe for retreats, so I've been this side of the water since then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people have been, so you're in good company there, in good stead. So anyway, we'll get some more details from Alex when she gets here. I wanted to kind of talk about just what it's like lately for me, and I figure this is a topic that probably applies to a lot of people. But specifically for me, looking at what's going on in my life from the Taya perspective, because what the Taya perspective gives you is the far away source perspective that is not the way we, I don't want to say normally, typically as human beings think of. Yeah, that's probably a better way of saying it. Typically, we tend to think about stuff. And so lately, I've been going through the contrast, as Taya calls it, running up and down that spiral. And here she comes. And in the process, I've been kind of taking that step back and realizing I don't mind riding the spiral now. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal, because there was a time where that was huge. I think that's probably true for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Just kind of enjoying the fact that, yeah, things are going bad. Things are going good, up and down, left and right. Okay, what's next? No big deal. Which is a good thing. Hey, there she is, the bride-to-be.
Hi.
Coming up in a little over a month. I was just looking at your wedding page today because Louise asked me a question that I couldn't answer. She said, where's the actual ceremony being held? And I said, that's a good question. I don't know.
Where doth the fingers happening?
Well, you could have had on another... like a church or something like that, and then gone to the facility for the reception. That's the way it's often done, but you're not.
Yeah,
you're doing it all right there.
Travel in between anymore.
Yeah, I suppose,
People get lost. People come late for dinner. You don't get to have a cocktail hour because everyone's traveling. It's too much work.
Well, especially on the Cape. There are lots of ways to get lost on the Cape. So that makes sense, somebody who's kind of used to it.
Isn't this the bridge in the tunnel?
The tunnel.
Isn't that what you do?
There's two bridges and no tunnel.
You can dig a tunnel if you want.
We've already decided when the zombie apocalypse happens, we're just going to blow up the bridge and stay safe.
Both bridges. You have to blow up both bridges because there's two.
Well, that's Alan's problem. That's not my problem. I'm over here.
Uh-oh, I see. Okay. It's called delegating authority. Is that what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Although I have a guy on the other side, so we'll see.
He might be okay.
I got a guy for everything.
I love it. So I got to ask you the same question I keep asking you every time we talk about the wedding. Are the jitters here yet?
No, jitters are not coming.
No jitters. All right. They're not invited.
But lots of manifestations, though.
Really? Like what?
Yeah. Like a free DJ. I think I told you guys about my free honeymoon.
Are you a free who?
Free makeup artist. And
yeah.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Yeah, we did talk about a few of those last time, but mm-hmm. It's nice to know that they keep coming. That's the good part.
Yes. Yeah.
I was just talking with Daniel before you jumped on. I've been noticing from the perspective that Taya has given me mm-hmm. what it's like riding the roller coaster, riding the up and down of contrast and the spiral and so forth, mm-hmm. and how it just doesn't really affect me as much anymore. It doesn't bother me. It's like, okay, yep, I'm down. Yep, okay, I'm up. Big deal. No problem. Mm-hmm. Just because of perspective. And it's a good thing because I have this project I think I've been telling everybody about, the software project, and I've run into a couple of little glitches lately, and there was no big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds easy to say, but as recently as like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, that would have been a big deal.
Right.
That would have been huge. Go back, about 10 years ago, that would have been enough to stop the project.
Yep, facts.
Right there.
Well, let me close this window. Traffic is building up.
So to me, that's like major improvement. So I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative of my own improvement. I'm appreciative of Taya. I'm appreciative of all my co-hosts who've been teaching me all this great stuff over the years that I'm applying into my life. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. And when you get to that level of perspective, man, yeah, it is yummy. Mm-hmm. It is. It's tasty.
You could even take it back to a year ago when you were working on the app.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember what that was like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right now, and yes, I have gotten some messages. In case you didn't hear it the first time around, yes, the app is having a problem right now. They did these major software upgrades and screwed up the app, so I'm trying to figure out exactly what the issue is.
Problems today.
Yeah, they're good at that, you know. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, it was the platform that I used for mm-hmm. my software development. They did this major upgrade from version 2 to version 3, and when you have a big jump like that, stuff happens, stuff breaks. So I figured out most of it, but I've got one issue left, and it's the one that takes the whole app and turns it into a white screen. Those are the hardest ones to figure out, but I'll get it. Yeah. Well, basically, you have to you have to kind of take it apart because mm-hmm. your app has like chunks, right? So you take five chunks, take four of the five out, and see if it works.
Okay.
For that one chart, and then put another one in and see where it breaks. And then you just keep narrowing down, see where it breaks until you finally figure out.
It's this particular function. You beat it into submission until it proves itself worthy.
Okay.
Yep, basically.
Okay. I thought it was just.
Show me where you don't work. Show me where you don't work. Show me where you don't work. Now you are working.
I'm feeling really bad for that software.
Hold of it, yeah.
You will work, crack. I honestly think we should be paying more attention to being nice to computers
because of the AI apocalypse that's been
right.
Well, that's one perspective. The Matrix and a dozen other movies. Mm-hmm. iRobot remind us that at some point they're gonna
become sentient.
We turn on the gods. Why might they not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact is, we already know how to avoid all that.
Yeah, but not treat the robots.
Well, no, just treat the software nice. Treat the computers nice. That already works, by the way. As any IT technician can tell you. I mean, any IT technician in the world who's ever worked on a help desk can tell you that this is true. Okay. And the way that they know is through the tech person rule. The moment that the tech person shows up at the site, the problem goes away. that happens more times than you can shake a stick at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, vibrationally, we can explain that pretty easily. The tech doesn't have all the issues that the person running the thing, the user, has. The user's got all this stuff built up, all this vibration, negative vibration built up. So, of course, the computer says, I'm not going to mess around with this. And then the tech shows up. He's got a fine vibration. And the computer says, okay, I'm back.
I'm done throwing my hissy
fit. That's the vibrational way to explain it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, now, for people who don't like the woo-woo, the easier way to explain
the vibrations of technology and not being taken over by the computers.
I don't think of it in terms of not being taken over by computers. I just think of it as another aspect of life. Because let me tell you where I come from, where the whole concept of life is concerned. When I think about life, I think about vibration, especially mm-hmm. ever since being into law of attraction. Well, everything mm-hmm. vibrates. There is nothing in existence that we have ever been able to detect that does not vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think we're probably going to find that outer space vibrates. We're pretty close. We already know that, or at least we know that astrophysicists believe that even the dark, empty parts of space have stuff going on in them. Well, that means there's vibration going on.
Mm-hmm.
So everything vibrates. And to me, life is vibration. If it vibrates, it's alive.
Okay.
So the computers are already alive. They may not be sentient. I don't know if they're sentient. They may be smarter than we are. I don't know. but they are alive.
Yeah.
They are alive. So how do you treat a life form? Do you beat it into submission?
Yeah.
Well, you can try it if you like, but yeah. I think you're going to get some weird results that you don't like so much.
It depends on your school of thought, really.
I suppose so, yes.
Oh, boy.
On the other hand, what if you treat it nicely?
Mm.
I'll give you an example. My wife gets very frustrated. She's like many people. She's kind of tech phobic. And she gets very frustrated when the computer doesn't do what she wants it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common reaction when she gets frustrated is to slam the laptop shut and put it away. Well, if I were the laptop, I wouldn't like that too much.
No, that hurts.
But even more than that, laptops, like any other kinds of computers, need to do software updates, including the kinds that break apps. But that's another story. But they need to update. And that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You know. So if you're shutting the laptop off because you're frustrated, all you're really doing is delaying the laptop's ability to update itself,
mm-hmm.
which means that the next time you open it, guess what it's going to try to do? It's going to try to update itself.
Yeah.
And you're going to get frustrated again, so you slam it shut, and you're just going to keep going through this cycle. Now, is that the laptop's fault? I mean, really? When you look at it that way, it's pretty clear. Well, wait a minute. We got kind of an unfair human going on here.
An unfair human.
Not that I say that to my wife when she's in the middle of being frustrated. That obviously is not the best time to say that. But yeah,
no, if someone who gets stressed and anxious, don't
do it.
No. Well, rule of thumb: you just don't do it when you're in low vibe. I don't care who you are, or where you are. I mean, if I see somebody who's in low vibe, the last thing I do is go up to them and say, "Hey, here's a great way to fix what you're doing." I mean, it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. So, yeah, I really advocate the idea of treating computers well, because if you treat them well, they're going to treat you well.
Mm. Yeah, I've slowly been learning how to not voice my opinion, but like let people know at a certain point in time when they're ready to hear it, what they're doing wrong.
I'm going to sneak in when I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong.
My in-laws are always like, how are you manifesting all this stuff? And how is all this bad stuff happening to me? I'm a good person, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's your negative attitude.
The subtlety, 2021.
Come back at me with, I don't have a negative attitude. I'm a realist. Okay, then I can't talk to you. Goodbye. You don't want to hear it from me.
Well, it's a short conversation anyway.
It's short and sweet and to the point.
It's very short, yeah.
But it's a recurring conversation.
It's sweet, but it's certainly short and not much point in extending it any further than it's
yeah,
going.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that really counts for the sweetness aspect.
No, not so much. I think that's tart, perhaps.
That's my version of being sweet.
Well, you were always a tough one anyway.
Facts. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, tart or perhaps bittersweet?
No, that's about as sweet as I get. So,
tough bird, let me tell you. Very tough bird here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm either going to care or I'm not going to bother. It's one or the other. There's no in between.
Well, I have to say there is one advantage, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an advantage if you think of it as an advantage. There's one difference. Let's put it that way. There's one big difference between trying to help a computer and trying to help a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, there's really not a good way to ask the computer if you can help it. But there is a way to do that with a human being.
I'm listening.
So if you have the tool with a human being, why not use it?
Okay, so how would you handle the conversation?
Well, start the conversation. Let's play it out.
All right. How are you manifesting all these great things, and I got all these bad things happening in my life?
I'm a good person.
I'm a good person.
We got there with a little coaching. That's good.
We'll help.
Yeah.
Nice assist.
Well, the first thing I asked him is, do you really want to know?
Okay.
Because it helps focus their attention. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if they really want to know, well, let's answer the first part of the question first. How do I keep manifesting all this stuff? I keep focusing more of my attention on what I like and what feels good to me, and less of my attention on what I don't like and what doesn't feel good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to tell you what it is that you focus your attention on. I'm going to ask you.
Mm.
Most of the time, what do you focus your attention on?
Okay.
Yeah, you've got a lot more energy than me, guys. I stay out of it.
I'm with Daniel because I'm like...
I stay out of it.
Oh,
I got asked this on a podcast yesterday. Like, oh, what do you do in the situation? So I don't do anything. It's not my problem.
Well, you're what's wrong with the world.
Okay. Well, my world is fine. So check yourself because I'm good. Okay. I'm real good.
I'm like, good, really?
Like, I actually like helping people who ask for help. That's why I frame it that way.
But they don't really want the help.
There's a difference between asking for help and asking to have a conversation to talk about the things that actually at a deep unconscious level you have no intention of having any help with, and then just having the opportunity to have someone to blame for you not moving forward again because they followed your advice and it didn't work for them. Miss me with that.
To me, that's easy. I understand what you're saying. I don't want to go into the rabbit hole that they're in that deeply. That's not worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's pretty easy. I mean, because that's why I framed it the way I did. Are you really asking? If they say yes, and then if they give me any kind of signal coming back that they weren't really asking, they just wanted to complain, I said, oh, I thought you were asking. If you heard a complaint, then I'm done.
Yeah. So what happens when they say I'm a realist?
Well, okay. So what kind of reality?
I have a positive attitude, but I'm a realist.
So what kind of reality have you been attracting?
I like that.
Because the universe doesn't lie. The universe doesn't deceive you. Reality is reality. It's always right there. You know? You can try to pretend, well, I didn't really focus on all that crap. But the universe says, oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, if you want to know what you've been focusing your attention on, look at what you've been getting. It's pretty simple.
True that.
Very simple. Now, it doesn't mean it's easy to...
It's going to be had in an hour.
It doesn't mean that it's easy to accept that.
Definitely not.
You know, a lot of people are going to say, oh, yeah, right. That's a bunch of bullshit. No.
Yeah.
What did you just say, Mr. Wu?
I did. I know. I'm going to have to edit that out.
Edit yourself. Somebody got excited and passionate.
You will feel the wrath of my curse words.
But really, I don't know. I give them support that doesn't take away from my energy. And then if they prove themselves, then they can come into my space. So for me, like, I can see, like, if you go and do one of my free videos and I look and I see that you've watched it, then maybe you can come a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. And then if you do that, you can come a little bit closer, or you might not need me, and you'll be fine off by yourself. Right. Mm-hmm. But people just come in out of the blue. This is my story. Tell me the things and what I should do and blah, blah, blah. No. No, my friend. No.
And, yeah. And that makes actually a lot of sense because you're a coach. I mean, that, if you really boil it down, that's what you do for a living. You yeah. actually have a lot of businesses going on, but when you really boil them all down, you're a coach. And mm-hmm. it is really irritating, no matter what you do for a living, to have somebody come up to you and ask for, can I have free whatever you do for a living?
Yeah.
It yeah, is. Definitely. You know? Fill in the blank. I don't care what it is.
Or a discount, you know, because you're a friend or a family.
Yeah, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
The ones that are most funny to me are the people who come to complain about, my boss doesn't pay me my value. Can you coach me for free on how I can get my boss to pay my value?
I love that. Oh, man. Oh, that is great.
People don't respect my time. Can I use your time for free so that I can complain completely futilely about people not respecting my time?
Yep. Seriously. How do you contradict yourself?
Sounds ridiculous, but yeah. this happened in my life.
I'm sure it does.
I bet.
I work so hard and they don't give me a raise and they don't even pay me what I'm worth. Can I have some free time to talk about that with you and suck in my sword in order to find the solution, even though I know this is a service that people pay you for? Thank you.
Right.
It's like,
Do they actually say it that way? I'm really curious because that's no, really, really that super rude. Because
they don't see the connection.
Right.
They don't. Okay.
They yeah. don't see so the connection.
So they're only slightly rude.
For me, it's like, can you not see what you're manifesting based on how you're showing up? You're running yeah. around trying to get things for free and expecting people to honor your value. Hello.
Right.
Hello. That's why I keep investing in myself. How can I expect people to invest in me and I don't invest in myself?
Mm.
Really?
It makes total sense.
Really?
I'm and by the way, it's an important concept to come to terms with no matter who you are. Especially if you are one of the ones who wants to ask for help, because until you're willing to pay for the help that you're getting, you got to assume you're only going to get the equal value back.
You get what you pay for. I say it all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for.
And you don't even have to know the law of attraction to know that one.
No, you yeah. don't.
That's just everybody's life experience.
Yeah, it is what it is, bro.
But there's the disconnect that happens when someone doesn't really want to move forward or isn't. And when I say this, by the way, I want people to start getting mad and like sending in angry messages. What do you mean? Do you know how hard I work on myself? Most of the time this is happening at an unconscious level. Mm-hmm. You're not even consciously aware of the fact that you don't really want it. You don't know that you don't really want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know that you don't really want it, you don't realize just how much of an impact developing that conscious relationship between what's going on unconsciously and what's happening consciously leads to you having a change. And I found time and time again, one of the most powerful things we can do is actually just accept and respect the fact that, okay, at an unconscious level, I don't really want this.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it that you don't really want it? Is it that you don't really want it or that you don't really value it?
So I use the difference between want and desire, right? Desire is my conscious thing. It can come from like a soul level, like a heart level, but the mind's not involved with desire. Desire is a body and heart response.
Sure.
Want, unconscious, what the program is wired in to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to win at the end of the day, because anything that doesn't hit match that program is going to get filtered out. So it doesn't matter what I desire, if what I want is contrasting, what I want is going to win out.
Mm.
That's true. That's a good point too.
So someone comes and says, blah, 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 but what do you really want? What's going on at the unconscious level? And if you want to know what that is, look at what you've roughly had, generally speaking, most of the time, because this puppy does not lose. The mind doesn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner that you can accept that, the sooner you can start changing what's going on there, so that what's coming here in the heart and what's felt passionately and desired by the body can actually start making some headway. Otherwise, it's going to keep getting stuck.
Yeah. So what's your take on the idea that wanting is actually a statement of lack?
So that's a different context for want. So when I'm talking about wanting desire, I'm talking specifically in this context. When someone says, I want something, yeah, I want something. I'm in want of something. Something is wanting. It's not here. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I'm bringing my conscious awareness back to the fact that, oh, it's not in my experience, which is not a place to create it from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is why one of the Danisms that we've been introducing to the guys is, I'm grateful for all of this and excited to have some more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm grateful for what's in my life now, and I'm excited at the prospect of experiencing X, Y, or Z.
I like that.
Like, oh, this would be great. Wouldn't it be really cool to have this thing versus, oh my God, this thing's not in my life. I need it. Give me the thing that's not in my life because I need it. I need it. But neither one. Yeah, it's lack-based response.
So you're really using the word two different ways in two different contexts then.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, okay. All right. It's important to know what we're talking about. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So going back to the example you raised, Alex, mm-hmm. where are you sitting with that particular question now? Is it different in your mind now?
I now have questions to follow up questions to
okay.
make it seem like I have an answer. Do I really care? Because I know they don't really, like, not grasp, but, like, it's frustrating because it's the same question every week.
Well, you know what would be an interesting test? I have done this test before. It's been a while mm-hmm. since I've done it. But to be just blunt about it and say something to the effect of, are you really asking or do you just want to complain?
Well, I basically say that. I'm like, so, like, you keep asking me these questions, but, like, you're not taking my advice. So why do I keep getting invested?
Well, I'm saying if you express it in terms of, are you just looking to complain? You're basically laying out on the table the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. From where I'm sitting, it sounds like you just want to complain.
Which I'm here for. I'll sit here and listen to you.
Ah, yeah. Well, I won't put up with that.
Well, certain people in certain situations. If you're going to
complain about
the same situation over and over and over again and expect a different result, then I'm not here for that. Mm-hmm. But if something just happened to you today and you want to vent, I will listen.
Wow. Okay. I used to be that place. I'm more on the Dan camp on that one. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
I don't know anybody that's tired. And you may call me heartless. Nope, it's still being, and I ain't got time for that.
I'll be heartless with you. We can be heartless together.
No, the heart's there, and it still has
a little time. Still ticking.
No time for that. Yep, definitely.
Well, think about it, guys. Though it depends on who it is, though. Because think of if Louise or Olga came to you and just wanted to vent about their day, would you listen, or would you ask them, are they just here to complain?
I wouldn't necessarily say it that way, but I would ask it in a way that is more palatable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mortality rates of wives killing their husband are highest in the world amongst Russian women. So I do a very, very good job of appearing to take in every single piece, tuning in just enough to get some salient details to repeat back.
Mirroring is very powerful.
Apparition.
Yeah.
And then move swiftly on with my day, not doing that more quickly because it's not my problem. Yep, still ticking.
I'm just curious, Dan, should I edit this part out too?
Nah.
Nah? Nah?
Oh, okay.
I'm a dead man anyway.
He's a dead man walking.
Borrowed time. No, she knows I do it. She knows. This is the thing.
Yeah.
You don't care.
She knows what she was getting into.
No, she knows. Like, you don't
care. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She knew what she was getting into.
I'm listening. I heard everything that you said, but I don't know why you expected something different. Like, you already know. It's still going to happen. You're not a real man. You don't love me. Okay, babe. Come and have a hug. That's the end of it. Like, you better miss me with that complaining stuff. Miss me directly. Someone tried to book a call with my company and managed somehow to get the link to book a call with me to complain. Person sent an email to the contact form to let us know what they wanted to talk about. That call got cancelled and they got some advice. don't try and do that again. Go and read this book. No. It's not happening.
Yes.
It's not happening.
How did he get past...
I'm the only one way to tell people I'm not into it.
Yeah.
If coaching clients are trying to use coaching time to complain, they get their money back.
Really? I would have kept it.
No. Cancelled and money back. This isn't a fit. Sorry.
Which is the nice way of saying go away. Take your money and go away.
Facts.
Yeah.
There's the door.
Mm-hmm. Don't let it hit you in the butt.
AKA the red button on Zoom.
Yes. The modern version.
Nobody's being served by that. I'm not being served by my energy being drained. You're not being served by you being allowed to just do the thing.
And I'm thinking about my situation, my not situation, but my relationship with Louise. And we don't ever dump on each other. We never do. I don't think a healthy relationship is when one person dumps on the other. Mm-mm. So no. It's not even an issue.
No.
I suspect you and Olga don't really dump on each other.
Oh, no, she dumps. And then
does she?
Promptly complains about the dumping, that I wasn't into the dumping.
You weren't dumpy enough.
I wasn't. I was never into the dumping. I don't know. I don't understand what you don't understand about not dumping on me.
Mm.
Where's your compassion? My compassion begins with myself and not really being up for the dumping. Yeah, still beating. and honoring you to the point where it's like, you. Now, if we're talking about emptying,
mm-hmm.
right, which is creating a conscious space for us to empty into and then move forward, that's a different.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Isn't there a difference, though?
Definitely a difference.
There's a difference between emptying and dumping, and they sound similar, but there's a definite difference.
Yeah, the intentionality, what you're going to do next.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a specific energetic and mental container.
Yep.
And responsibility for what you're emptying into that space.
Exactly.
It's not Bob, Sari, Anne, and Lou. Tell me, what did they do? No.
We even have a cheer. That's great. I love that.
Oh, that's great.
There's a difference between that and, so this is what's been showing up. I don't really know what role I played in calling it in. I'm not beating up on myself. This is just how I feel about it. And I'd appreciate a safe space to just express that so that I can move on or find a solution, whatever the thing is. Very different too.
That happened in the other person in my life, and oh, how come you can manifest an archon? I'm a good person.
Very different situation.
As you're saying that, I'm hearing Margaret Hamilton say, "Oh, what a world! What a world!"
Exactly. Same thing. Like anytime someone comes into a space where it's like this person did that or that person did this, Yeah, I'm looking, and there's still no time for that. None available.
I checked with the manager.
Out of respect for you, I checked. Out of respect for me, I checked out. Bye.
I love it.
I checked in the back, and there's still no time.
That's it. Nobody's served by that. Mm. And some might call me heartless.
Still beating.
Yeah. Meeting.
There's a phrase. Let's see if I can find it. It comes from an Abraham Hicks book, and it's not a phrase actually. It's like two paragraphs on the subject of disapproval.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can pull it right up here. I love the way they wrote this because it really captures in my mind who owns what when disapproval comes into play. Oh, here it is. This comes from the book, The Law of Attraction, The Basics of the Teachings of Abraham by Esther and Jerry Hicks. If you have a copy of it, you can find it on page 141. I made a note about that. It's a true footnote. And it reads like this. Their disapproval of me is their lack. If there are others who see something in you that they do not approve of, most often you see their disapproval reflected back through their eyes and you feel that you've gone wrong in some way. And we say to you, it's not your lack, it's theirs. It is their inability to be the allower that brings forth their negative emotion. It's not your imperfection. And in like fashion, when you feel negative emotion because you have seen something in others that you do not want to see, it's not their lack, it is your own. Mm. And so when you make this the decision that you want to see only that which pleases you, then you'll begin to see only that which pleases you. And all of your experiences will bring forth positive emotion because by the law of attraction, you will attract unto you only that which is in harmony with what you want. By understanding the power of your emotions, you can then direct your thoughts, and then you will no longer need others to behave differently in order for you to feel good.
Mm.
I love that.
That's yummy.
That is yummy. That is
quite delicious.
Yummy. Yeah. And I actually, you can see I actually have that set aside. I have that as like a little clippable thing. So that if I see the right context in like a Facebook thing, somebody's going off in kind of the way you were describing, Dan, I'll cut that, paste it. Yep. Done. I have gotten more likes off of that than you can shake a stick at. Because all the other readers are saying, I'm so tired of this dumping. Oh, yes, I love it. You know,
I don't do that.
No, I know you have much firmer boundaries than I do, but.
I leave those Facebook groups or I meet.
I know you do. Well, you're not. Yeah, you don't even participate in them. And I have to admit, I'm participating less and less. You know, it's popping up in my Facebook feed. I say, oh, all right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even interested anymore.
There's even certain potentially that's supposedly positive ones. But like, I just would like to ask for some healing light. Yeah, I'm out.
I don't worry about them because they're going to get it. They're going to get, you know, 500 comments saying, oh, here comes the healing light.
Yeah, but that's not healing light. That's validation for your punk ass
right.
snail mm-hmm. behavior.
Oh, well, yeah, it is. But they're going to get exactly what they're asking for.
Yeah. I'm not
bad. So I'm not worried about it. So it's like, fine, have fun.
And you know what? And this isn't even judgment or shading. Because like I always quote from my friend Mira's book, they could have lived a spiritual badass for 1,000 lifetimes and come here to see what the other side feels like and have at it.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Sure.
So none of this, anyone who's asking about my heartbeat and whatnot, I'm not throwing shade at any of these people at all. I'm just not involved.
Yeah.
And the heart keeps beating.
Yeah.
Facts.
In other news.
Yes.
We get Ariana back on Friday. Yay.
Oh, hooray.
I'll go to New York right now. She's going to go and get her. So she's bringing her back tomorrow.
Fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah,
so has she had a nice trip?
She's been the center of attention for the last how many months? Everyone just don't know Ariana. So she got to go to London to go and see her dad. Her dad's in London at the moment. So she got to go and go to London and
very good.
Stuff like that.
Just a traveling babe.
Yeah,
she's just like doing photo shoots in Trafalgar Square. Like, hello, did you know that? Yeah. But it's going to be so interesting to see because now Ethan's more wanting to engage with stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So they can talk like small human to small human, like an episode of Rugrats. So looking forward to
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
5.
She's 5. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a perfect age for a big sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work good.
Yeah.
That'll work really good. Oh, that's great. That's exciting. Yeah.
And he just got his little, and this is sending it to you guys, he's just got this little thing to practice standing. So it's called a jumper. Oh, I'd never heard of this before.
What?
I'd never heard of that.
Oh, wow.
So he sits in it and he can spin around and play with these little toys, but he can practice standing or he can jump.
Mm-hmm.
And like this morning.
Does he jump very aggressively?
He loves it. He's jumping off the ground now. He's getting like, real mad at it. He loves it. And you just see his little face. He's so happy. And like he finished eating. Isabel finished feeding him and she was bringing him to walk to me. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he turned his body to the jumper. He's like, yeah, yeah. I got to jump real quick. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That's your
priority. He's like, I got to work off what I just ate. I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Bob. I got a date with jumping. And he's just so happy.
That's so good. Happy.
I've got some videos of it. I just, during the day, I just look at them and you see him.
Yeah.
Well, feel free to send me videos. I love cute kid videos.
I will send along some
yes.
videos. Oh, I'll share those with Louise.
They're like puppy videos. They just totally brighten up my day.
Yeah, he's...
Especially when I know the kid, it's even better.
Yes.
I didn't realize, I've never really been that way. It's like, okay, it's a child. How lovely. Yeah. But now I'm like,
my right?
It's melted. Maybe now I want to hear people dumping.
Sorry.
False lead.
Sorry. Yeah, pass the hummus.
That's a great video to have on your phone, man. I mean, you're not going to stay down the spiral under any circumstances with that one on.
The physiological response is instant. I've even tried to watch it and try and not.
I tried. Right.
Make it through. Oh. No holding it back. No holding it back.
The wiring only goes one way.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is great, though. Kids are wonderful, too.
Yeah. These kids are. Teeth are like punching out. They're like.
Oh, boy.
And his mouth.
First conceiving, then comes talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird because he's like, his face shape looks different because he's got these two little things popping out.
Yep.
When does he turn ear?
Your whole face changes when you have teeth and when you don't have teeth. Think about the old people that their faces have like squished down because they have no teeth.
Yeah.
And then when they put their teeth in, it's like, oh, you're a whole person.
There's the rest of you.
All right.
In December. Man. Don't forget, the first 2 weeks of December is like me being bankrupted every single year.
I'm sure.
Over the second, Ariana and my nephew Mike.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I remember now. Yes.
The 15th. Yeah. It's my birthday on the 5th, so obligatory, we have to do something for that also. Then, Christmas.
Mm. Yep.
It's like, really? Really? My nephews and nieces generally are spread across the year, but Mikey's in that little mix, and then other than that, they're quite well spaced out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's not too bad.
Well, it's a lot of opportunities to celebrate and be grateful and appreciate being alive and so forth. That's really what that's all about. So that's cool. That's really good. And then with your stepdaughter back, it's going to be the whole family once again.
Yay! So we'll see. There may be some attitude adjustments, but I'm not really sure.
Definitely.
Well, that always happens, though. That's just,
Yeah.
Reconnection anxiety, I guess you might call it.
Well, that switching from one schedule to another schedule.
Schedule, energy field,
mm-hmm.
discipline levels,
yep.
boundaries.
Parenting styles.
Yeah,
all
sure.
things. All mm-hmm. things. Plus, she's just been with her cousins, like having like girly time and.
And loving it.
Yeah, so we've got to get more stuff going. But then my nephew is coming with my sister for October.
Very nice.
So that's going to be interesting to see those playing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. Mm. Good stuff happening all around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and. If I remember correctly, Alex, you also have the honeymoon all figured out, right?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that came out of the story from last week, but I mean, where's it actually playing out to now?
It's playing out to, we got 6 nights at the presidential suite at our venue. So we're just going to pretend to be tourists in our own hometown. And we're going to do all of Cape Cod throughout the whole week. We're going to pick a different town every week and do all the tourist stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is very,
I do desire to get up to Cape Cod when I'm finally allowed back in America to try out and check out.
Come on down. Come after September.
I want to do the Cape Cod stuff. I want to do Vermont. I want to do Nantucket because I saw it in a movie once and it looks cool. I want to do the things.
Do Martha's Vineyard. If you want to do Nantucket, do Martha's Vineyard. It's actually better.
Yeah, it is.
It's the other island. Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. As soon as I have permission and can come and do my visits again, I'll check in with you guys and get some updates on where to try out.
And by the way, if you happen to get to the Cape in August, and the date always varies, but it's usually around the third or fourth week of August, find out when Gay Pride Parade is in P-Town.
Big facts. Yes.
That is an experience to behold. It is better than any gay pride parade you will ever see anywhere. I mean, it's fabulous. You will walk away from it glowing. Oh yeah, well, P-Town is a totally gay town.
Yeah.
It's like a gay haven, so to speak.
Really? It's like the gay capital of Massachusetts.
Yeah, right.
I did not know this place existed.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, it's right at the tip of the Cape.
It's the last town on the Cape. It's the very tip of the Cape, and they have beautiful beaches and wonderful stores and I'm going to P-Town for one of my days, and I want to do a drag brunch. I don't care what he says.
I can see you doing that too.
A drag brunch. So it's like drag queens like serve you, they perform, you drink mimosas. It's a whole thing. I want to do it so bad. My sister's gone like a billion times. I've never gone.
One of my friend's husbands does drag. Like he's like about it, like about that drag life.
Nice.
And his military as well, so it's like a real juxtaposition that was confusing to me at first, but cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the drag queens in P-Town are among the best in the world. Mm-hmm. They really are. And they're completely out there. I mean, just completely.
Yeah.
No fear whatsoever. Fear is not even part of the equation.
Masterful.
It is really something. Yeah, I remember a few years back, I had a friend who has a condo there, and she let us use her condo for a week. And we met our friends there, and it was the week of the Gay Pride Parade. So we went to the parade, and I videoed it and so forth.
Oh, that must have been great.
Videoing the parade is in itself an event, because literally every single one who comes by you says, "Are you getting me on camera? Get a close-up."
Wow.
It's like... Dan, have you ever been to West Indian Carnival?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like that with gay people.
Yes. That's a good way to describe
it. The pageantry. I can't.
Yeah. The pageantry is beautiful.
Oh, snap.
And speaking of which, my friend who's going to be in my wedding, he just got engaged. And because my husband's white and his wife-to-be is about to be white. Well, is white.
His wife-to-be is white.
They have never been to carnival before, and Boston has a very good carnival.
Uh-huh.
And so I called him the day of carnival, and I was like, "Hey, Lisa's never been. Kenny's never been. We got to go next year. It was too COVID-y this year, but next year we're all going to go."
Did you say it's too COVID-y?
It's too COVID-y.
Is that a noun?
There's or like, verb? I made it.
It sounds more like an adverb. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I get it though.
But my stepmom sent me pictures from the carnival because she's a police officer, so she was working the working the carnival, and she was like, "What did she say to me?" She sent me a picture, and Walt, you got to look this up, of people in their carnival costumes. They're very scantily clad.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So it's just feathers. And
that's about it.
And that's it.
Feathers and nipple tape.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
Well, it's Peter.
Nipple tape at least, right?
She sent me a picture of somebody not dressed, and I was like, "Oh God." She's like, "Yeah, I'm out here on the pole trying to get you a better wedding gift." I was like,
"Yeah."
She said, "I'm supposed to be at the polls, but I'm out here on the pole trying to get you a better wedding gift." I was like, "Okay, at least you're in good company."
That's right. Yeah, let's just say that in these venues in the Northeast, there's a lot of body paint. Let's describe
lots
it that
of
way.
It. Lots of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot of those, but lots of body paint. Yeah.
I was going to say, speaking about Northeast and such, Olga had never watched Good Will Hunting.
Really?
She I just watched recently movie. Watched it like 2 years ago, so I can't say anything.
Oh, okay.
But we watched
I'm
it
just
the other
not
day,
here for the bad Boston accents. I can't do it.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is that they're actually from Massachusetts and can't do a Boston accent. Well,
that's why it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Because they know better. But it's like
they
make it extra to like prove the point of the Boston accent. And it's like, yeah.
Get in the car.
You know?
God.
Tacos.
I can't remember what my point was, but.
Was there a point?
Olga's never seen Good Will Hunting. That was
that's what it was, yes.
But no, the point was, yes, I was researching being autistic about it. And it's like, Matt Damon wrote that whilst at Harvard.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, the two of them worked out together. He wrote most of it, but Ben played
it. He wrote it during his degree, and then they finished it up together to make the screenplay.
Right.
So he wrote the story, and then it became the screenplay.
Right, right. Exactly.
And they did it because nobody was giving them a chance. They said, I'm going to go make my own chance.
Yeah. Good for them.
I love that, too. Yeah, that's one of the best parts of the story. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. I loved Robin Williams in that. I really did. Yeah. That was one of the best
facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good. Been thinking a lot about him lately.
I have been since then. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Hello, dears.
Just watched that the other day. Oh, gosh.
Has anyone seen What Dreams May Come?
Yes.
We love that movie.
I haven't seen it. I think I want to watch it.
I actually saw that when it came out.
Need to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, need to watch it. Like, turn my life around.
Okay. I'm putting it on the film list.
I should probably see it now that I've studied all this law of attraction, conscious creation thing more.
I agree. Yeah. I think I should watch it again, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about it in the context of what dreams. I was thinking about it in relationship to thought forms and how impact. Because I've been thinking a lot about... like afterlife, heaven, hell, thought forms, reality, other dimensions, source connection, source creation. I've been thinking about all these different levels of experience and existence a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that film was like a really great representation of some ideas around that. So,
yes, it is.
I think there's some aspects of it that may not be a good connection, if you know what I mean, but a lot of it is. I think a lot of it actually plays very nicely into what I would call conscious creation.
At the end of the day, it's a thinker.
Well, yeah.
A thinker or ain't a stinker?
Oh. He's got a million of them.
Oh, boy. But it is a really underrated movie. You never hear it talked about enough.
What's that one?
I said it's a really underrated movie. You never hear it talked about enough.
Yeah.
And those times that I do hear about it, when I do hear somebody talk about it, often they're dissing it. And they're not conscious creator types, but they're dissing it because there's something they didn't like about it, so they just throw it out. But, man, there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Wow, yeah.
There are a number of movies that, I mean, I don't agree with all the stuff that I find in these movies, but they have some good elements to them. And that, to me, is an excellent example of that. Louis D'Souza and I were talking about the Celestine Prophecy off show the other day and how it has some serious flaws in it, from my perspective. But it also has some really good scenes. Mm-hmm. I love the way that they portray energy.
Mm.
Seeing energy, interacting with energy, sending energy. I love the way
I've read the book, but I've not watch the film.
Yeah, see the movie. See the movie. It's worth seeing. It's good. Yeah. I mean,
I'm into this kind of stuff at the moment.
You kind of skip by all the, the different prophecies and so forth because they're a little bit, angled toward his political thing that he's trying to push, but leave that part out. That part doesn't matter so much. Skip that and just look at the good stuff because the good stuff's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, at the moment, Olga's actually enjoying certain things to watch. It's like, oh, I get to relax and watch something and not be bothered. Yeah. So she's enjoying Lost. Like, she really, she's really, really enjoying Lost.
Oh, who's going to tell her?
Yeah, I feel sorry for how she's going to feel at the end of everything. But for now, she's enjoying it. So
Well, let me know how she reacts to the ending, because I'm always interested to see people's reactions to the ending.
We're only on, like, season 2 or something.
Oh, okay. I got a while.
Yeah, you got a while for that. But, Matrix 4, anyone excited about that?
I don't know.
Resurrection.
I'm like, what else can we do?
I actually am interested based on, I've been down the rabbit hole watching YouTube videos about it, and I get the angle that potentially that they can come from, and I'm interested to see how it goes.
I'm thinking it could be a prequel.
I'm just wondering what it's going to be like without Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, people are upset about that.
Wait, well, upset, I didn't know any.
No, they got a different actor playing Neo. Or not Neo.
Hate when they do that.
No,
oh.
but they haven't even said if it's... We don't even know if it's the same person. It could be someone different. He just got the same glasses, though. And he's black.
No, there was... No, I saw an interview with this guy.
And they called him Morpheus?
Yeah. And he called himself Morpheus in the interview. He said, yeah, I'm playing Morpheus.
I don't like when they switch up like that. Mm-mm. No, they did that to me in Iron Man, and I didn't like it. Not one bit.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking. I'm open to it. It's just that we're used to Lawrence's version.
But, okay, well, let's see how they do it.
Yeah, I want to see what they're doing. Because based on what I've looked at, it should be a very interesting look at certain things.
Okay. I'm going to watch it anyway, just because the technology we have now and the story we had back then, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Or a giant letdown. We'll see.
What was
it? I said, or a giant letdown, but we will see.
Yeah, I just like the way Keanu Reeves is looking in the preview. He's got the long hair. He's got Hangdog. He's like, you know, he's like totally depressed. And I'm thinking, okay, there's a story there. What's the story?
Yeah. And he's getting therapy. From Neil Patrick Thomas. Is that his name?
Is it Neil Patrick Harris.
Harris, yes.
That's the one. Neil Patrick.
This is interesting.
There's got to be some good story there. I don't know what the story is, but there's going to be some.
Blue pill, red pill thing. They're going in and out of the mirrors. Mm-hmm. He's redirecting torpedoes. There won't be as much of a sickening love story, all being well, because they don't know each other yet.
Oh, thank you.
Which kind of ruined the last one for me.
And I have to say, the third movie, I was a little disappointed with the way they ended it. So it'd be interesting to see if they find a way to kind of break that pattern with this.
Yes.
Well, I think as well is that when it came to Matrix 2 and 3, they were jerry-rigging it to someone else's story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like Matrix 1 was based on someone else's story. Oh, we stunned in the story. Yeah, we made a movie. Now let's put some stuff on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, we get to do it without necessarily the other material.
So they've got the opening. Let's see how they handle it.
Yeah.
It'll be worth looking forward to. Is it coming up this year? Do you know?
Christmas.
It is Christmas. Okay.
Oh, that quick? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was Christmas. Next year.
Nah, next year we've got Wakanda. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, everything next year. 2022 is going to be busy.
Yeah, we got Thor. We've got Wakanda. Maybe we're finally going to get James Bond.
I think I heard you're right.
Wow. How many of those have there been?
5 billion? I don't know.
A lot.
I've never seen that one of them.
Yeah.
Watch the Daniel Craig ones. They're good.
Daniel Craig. Okay.
Yeah, the most recent Bond. Because they're action movies with like the dark side, but the wit and some cool technology and some nice story threads that are worth watching.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Good action movies.
I like wit.
Yeah. Sean Connery was just a dark killer that shagged birds and corrupted people. But Daniel Craig, because they rebooted it with Daniel Craig, they rebooted it from the beginning. So it's like him becoming James Bond and learning to be James Bond.
Okay.
Okay, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not interested in the shade on Sean Connery because I think I loved him. So
I love him as well. My shmoney punny. I loved him. One of my favorite ones.
I misunderstood. Nice one, by the way. I like that.
But Daniel Craig was James Bond for our generation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you see him getting refined and you see him becoming the Bond, James Bond. Like all the things.
You see they were trying to get Idris to do the next one, but then like he came out and said,
just stop it.
Not,
people have got other issues. We don't need James Bond. We've got other issues, please.
Well, I have to give him credit for one thing. He did bring the Queen in for her Jubilee, so that was something, you know.
He did what now?
When she had her Jubilee? They had a stunt double, obviously, but they had the film of her being rescued by him, taking it to a plane, and then parachuting into where they're having the ceremony. Anyway, all right.
Once. He was cool.
I'm sorry, what?
I met Idris Elba once. He was like real cool. He was DJing somewhere in West London.
Ooh.
That sounds legit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He's like, oh, man. Real cool.
Well, we had another fun Thursday, so thank you guys very much. Looking forward to the upcoming nuptials in October.
Yep.
It'll be a good thing. And Daniel's looking forward to the young lady from the other side of the ocean coming back to this side of the ocean. So that's going to be a good thing, too. So, thanks for the shares, guys. Thank you to our podcast listeners everywhere. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.